about the world is the world, and then everything has its causes and conditions, brought up an interesting conversation I had, when I thought of, when I mentioned that, then the friend actually told me, "Oh, like that, you everything also don't do everything for top condition like that, ma." But then I realized that is also a misconception. But it was a very interesting thing. I mean, what the Dharma has taught me was that conditions are like that. So don't force it. Use Noble Eightfold Path to try to introduce conditions by suggesting maybe ways to improve with in a positive manner, in a soft, gentle, kind manner. However, if that suggestion gets rejected, we shouldn't be disappointed or anything. That was, for me, that was according to flowing. Instead of the bochup, let it be wrong, they're wrong.
You know what happened or not? In fact, in this world, a lot of people are like that because they use the intellect, the thought process, the knowledge. Is it like that? Everything because Pratyo say let things be, ma, accept them for what they are, ma. Please understand when I say that means to be at peace first, understand or? After that, you act and move. Doesn't mean that everything is already fixed, predestined. Understand? Of course, you don't take care of karma. 99.999% is karmically conditioned. Actually, you cannot make a difference to your life. But the wise one with understanding, with wisdom, they can make a big difference to your wife. Sorry, to their life. To their life, not to their wife. So when they cultivate Noble Eightfold Path means they walk the path of Dhamma to actually develop their karmic nature and spiritual nature. Then when they come, they become different. But you explain this to them, they cannot understand. What? No use. This can only be understood by cultivated all the way. To them, you must tell them like that. The past condition the present, understand? Past causes and conditions. But it does not dominate over you, understand? This one, karmic thing in the past, it conditioned, like the Buddha said, you're born of karma, heir to karma. So at this moment, yeah, it keep on coming, understand? But it does not dominate over you. Why? We are from now onward, moment to moment, you can decide through an understanding, through Dhamma wisdom. To change your life. Instead of being heedless, you change over to cultivate virtue, wisdom, wholesomeness to transform your life. And this is what your future will become different. This is how you change. So, to answer Sui's friend is very easy. When I ask you to accept, doesn't mean don't do anything. That one is your view. Because you could without understanding. There are causes and conditions. Thing is just the way it is already, ma. Mencho wing kyalo, for what? This is not the understanding that we have. Our advice is, at that moment when things is already happened, like car accident, you want to argue, you want to blame, you want to kill and fight, just over right and wrong. That is your choice. One way. By doing that, what happened? You don't resolve things amicably, you get into big trouble. If that fellow violent, you may be harmed, you may be killed also. So that is not the way to solve. It's just like when things happen already, you get angry, emotional. You say that bastard, he shouldn't. Does it help you? It doesn't, understand? That's why I say accept the reality means at peace first. Then your mind is not agitated and clouded by all these negative emotions, understand? By all this unhappiness, envy, jealousy, hatred, frustration, all this gone, like just now the other quote. So when you don't have this negativity, then you are at peace, you have clarity. Then you can see things clearly. Then you ask yourself, what happened? Then you inquire, how can I resolve this amicably? That's how the Noble Eightfold Path comes in. That's how Sui's solution comes in. Means with clarity, then only I can see and understand. Then I'm not conditioned by my views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, and all the very rigid argument that I accumulated to Ayoniso Manasikara. Then you become a Dhamma practitioner. You know, that is the reality. Why I want to argue with reality? Causes and conditions are things which I accept. Accept doesn't mean I don't want to do anything. You know? Accept him for what he is, means let him do his go his way. I never say he's right or he's wrong. You know? He's just the way he is. He behaves like that, he's coming or fall. You know? He's born of his karma. If he chooses that type of life, let it be. Even if he's a children or one, that is his choice. But you have to warn him as parent. If you understand the nature's law, I will. If I were you, I wouldn't do it. Why? Well, whatever you do to people, you think you're very arrogant. You are in the position of power and all that. Do you know the law of karma? If you reap what you sow. Do good because good do evil. Whatever you do to people in future, you become the victim. You cannot. You want to know. You want to be harassed by people. You want to be condemned by people. You want to face all these things or not. This is what you do to people. You cause suffering, you cause misery, you cause intense fear. You may like, because you are in power. You say, I don't care. You tell the HR, sack this fellow. 24 hours, I want him to be sacked. You can do that. But that is coming, understand? No? Because you are insensitive to how they suffer. Their fear, their insecurity, their agony, then it may affect the whole family. And this coming has its repercussion. When it comes back, you will become the victim and you will go through a similar type of fear, insecurity, anxiety. If this is not what you want, you better stop all this. That's why when you act, when you live life, there is this duty towards the form and mind, you know, your karmic duty. That's why the enlightened being, they have right duty. They understand this law. They will never do things negatively. That's why I use the word resolve issue problem amicably. Means doesn't affect your karmic, doesn't affect other people's karmic. Understand? That is what the Dhamma is. Accord and flow in harmony with nature. Not to go against. Whatever you want, you make aspiration, create the causes and conditions, then diligently work towards it. That is how the nature's law can give rise to all those causes and conditions in the future. That's why take care of karma. Karma take care of your life. Your karmic nature support your life. You are born of it, add to it, condition as well. And you are what you are. And all this you have to reflect condemnably until it stabilizes in you. Then you have the full understanding that whatever happened to the world, whatever people say, you can have the understanding that you can help people. You can resolve issues. That's why whoever come to me, I can help them. But whether they understand or not is another thing.